The centerpiece of this year's Bloomington Early Music Festival is what's justifiably called the first great opera, Monteverdi's Orfeo from 1607. It tells the tale of the godlike musician Orfeo's joyous love for Eurydice and his sadness at her cruel death. Then there's his courageous journey to Hades with the music that charms the gruff boatman Charonte and even Pluto and Proserpina as he retrieves her. Finally, there's the all-too-human moment of weakness as Orfeo looks behind to be sure that Eurydice is indeed following, and in that moment he loses her. To bring you this preview, I went to the final dress rehearsal of the Blimp production. Corey Jameson conducts the 25-piece orchestra and the dozen singer-actors from the keyboard. Jonathan Michelson, chair and producer of IU's Department of Theater and Drama, is the stage director and leads the production team, with scenic design by Fred Dewar, lighting by Rob Shakespeare, choreography by Matthew Buffalo, and costumes by Catherine Garlick. The Blimp production of Orfeo is fully respectful both musically and dramatically of traditional style, yet it makes creative use of the advanced resources and space of the Wells Metz Theater. This was the first time that I'd heard acoustic music of this complexity in the Wells Metz, and happily, both the singers and the nicely balanced orchestra sounded remarkably crisp and full. The production brings the resources of the IU Department of Theater and Drama, the Jacobs School of Music, and the arts community together for a unique fusion of the arts to show that it's served with really a generosity of spirit. It's a lively, creative production, both musically and dramatically involving and satisfying. Monteverdi's Orfeo opens the Bloomington Early Music Festival with a performance this evening at 8 in the Wells Metz Theater. There are additional performances in the evening on Friday the 25th and in the afternoon on Saturday the 26th. Tuesday evening, the 22nd, WFIU's ArtsWorks program will focus on Blimp with music from the ensembles and interviews with the guests. You can find this preview and a calendar of arts events on our website at WFIU.org. At the Opera for You, I'm George Walker.